This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. Syria says an Israeli airstrike on a military site in the central province of Hama has wounded three Syrian soldiers. Damascus says several buildings were destroyed in the early Saturday attack. Israel has launched a number of raids against what it says are Iranian targets in Syria and insists it will not tolerate Iran establishing a presence in Syria near Israel's borders. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the nations of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, Pompeo warned that investments from Beijing and Moscow bring corrosion and corruption to an economy. He also had harsh words about Moscow's actions in Venezuela.
Venezuela, Latin Americans should be worried. Flying in troops and opening a training center in Venezuela are obvious provocations. We shouldn't stand for Russia escalating an already very precarious situation in that country.
The United States is supporting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is fighting to topple the regime of President Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir has resigned just a day after announcing the military takeover. Major General Awad Mohamed Ahmed Ibn Auf, who's been linked to ethnic genocide in Darfur, said he was leaving to preserve the unity of Sudan's armed forces. He appointed General Abdel Fattah Burhan to succeed him. There have been large ongoing protests in Khartoum, the capital, one outside army headquarters, as demonstrators loudly reject plans for a military-led government. At this point, the junta is promising to restore civilian rule within 2 years. To stay up to date on all the news every day, you can go online to voanews.com or use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News.